National Living Donor Day. Just talked to Ryan, who received a kidney courtesy of a total stranger.
It's amazing.
Part of Marty's outreach for Get Marty. And now we go to nurse Sandy Tresser, who just also happens to be Marty's sister.
Yep. She's a big shot now.
Sandy, big shot.
Tell us what your title is, sis. Tell us what your big shot title is now.
Well, I'm actually called a programmatic nurse specialist, but part of my role is being the core representative for UPMC Pacivent. And CORE is the Center of Organ Recovery and Education. So the month of April is actually National Donate Life Month, and it's a perfect time to increase awareness about the significance of signing up to be an organ donor. You know, this is a passion of mine, and I've taken care of transplants my entire career until I got this position a little over a year ago. I was at Presby in Montefiore, and I actually started in 1985 in the ICU taking care of liver transplants under Dr. Starzl. And then I took care of heart transplants, lung transplants. And in my final years as a bedside nurse, I took care of many living donors and the recipients. And it was just incredible to see some of these stories and to see the people out there that are willing to give their organs, and it literally saves lives. I didn't realize this, but in 2022, 6,400 people actually made the decision to give one of their kidneys or part of their liver to someone waiting for a transplant, someone like Ryan, and that's pretty incredible.
Hey, sis, that's the hardest part of this, isn't it, though? Awareness and getting folks to actually donate.
Absolutely. You know, people, it's a little misunderstood, and people are just hesitant to do it, but there's different ways to do it. When you sign up for your driver's license or anytime, you can go to upmc.com/donate life. And if you just want to find out what does it take to be a living donor, you can go to that website, and there's a link on there that will talk all about being a living donor.
You know, it's amazing, Sandy, just talking to Ryan. You can't imagine what that's like when somebody reaches out.
Yeah.
And for him, you know, saved his life and his family. I mean, how do you thank? He said, I can't say thanks enough. But this is something that Pittsburgh should be proud of because of the pioneering efforts of the physicians here, especially Dr. Starzl.
Yeah.
And you knew him?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I was 21 years old, but I did, yes.
He was one of the most down-to-earth people you would meet. I know I met him at a couple of events, and I don't think he realized how significant he was in the world in terms of his medical breakthrough that he did right here in Pittsburgh.
You know, he was like a regular person, you know, as a young nurse, and he would come to you and explain things, and every day he rounded with his patients. He talked to his patients all like people, which I really respected.
Sandy Tresser, my sister, who is also really critical to this donor program, as you can hear. You know, I don't think most people know this, but I think it's important to note, sis, that it's a lot better to get a kidney from a living donor. Why?
Well, one thing that I would witness as a recovery room nurse is, I mean, it was really cool. These people, they go into surgery, the ones who need the kidney. They've been on dialysis usually, you know, 3 days a week. It's their whole life. And so they come out of the operating room and literally immediately they're making urine.
Wow.
Right there. The kidneys work right away. And it's very neat.
A lot of folks are afraid to do this, are they not?
I kind of get that, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are hesitant if they don't know what the process is like.
I agree.
What I found more interesting was the amount of people that go in there and they just want to help. It's a stranger.
Amazing.
You have living related
organ
donors, which is also really neat. You know, a son gives to a father or a sister.
I know a wife that gave to her husband, Tim Rush, the cop.
Well,
his wife gave him
her
kidney.
Our own Dr. Mike, our veterinarian friend that we have on every week, he gave his kidney to his brother.
Whoa. It's amazing, sis.
It would be very emotional seeing these patients. You know, first the donor would come out of the operating room, we would recover them, and then the recipient would come out. And there were times when, you know, we would have them see each other as we're wheeling them from the stretcher out of the recovery room, and they would stop. And it was just very emotional. And what a neat thing. There's no greater gift that you could give somebody but that gift of life.
Hey, Larry, Sandy's my sister, as you know, and she worships me because I am me.
I understand.
She
I
was afraid to come on the show today because she thought you'd be mean to her. I just said, no, Larry's pretty nice in general. I'm just saying.
I understand. Okay, Sandy.
Poor Larry is all I have to say. Poor Larry.
I'm glad you... Seriously, I really appreciate the work that you do.
Oh, it's amazing.
And the team members that do this
work.
So please reach out if you want more information on organ donation. This is the month, and today is the day for the living donor programs, especially bring the awareness. So, Sandy, thank you.
Sure. Thank you for having me on. So it's upmc.com/donate life.
There you
go. Thank you all.
All right, Sandy. And before you go, what's that title you have now?
Big Shot.
I'm the core representative at PASS event.
No, but you said there was something else they call you now.
Queen. Queen
well,
B.
It's called the Programmatic Nurse Specialist. It's for cardiovascular services.
That's awesome.
I see it's too long.
I don't even know how to say it. I still don't. You said it twice, and I'm still confused.
You know, Larry, she used to hang with your wife, Cindy.
Big Shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Sacred Heart.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You guys stick together, I got to tell you. All right, Sandy, thank you so much, sincerely.
All right, thank you. Bye now.
That's awesome. You should be really proud of her.
She's amazing. Seriously amazing.